Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Swipe Up, episode 228, the podcast where I share my unfiltered thoughts on the latest news and entertainment updates. I'm your host, Ray Taylor, and every Thursday I'll be bringing you my fresh perspective on a variety of topics. In this episode, I'm talking about the ultra-right-wing people proclaiming, you know, the self-proclaiming domestic terrorists, a.k.a. Republicans, calling to execute teachers and doctors. At least somebody, people consider them to be the ultra, like the extremists, right-wing extremists. I don't know. Not saying much different than a lot of Republican politicians are, but regardless, calling for the teachers to be executed and doctors to be executed. I'm also going to be talking about teachers in Florida who are fearing for their jobs and fines as many books are being banned. You know, fascists, you know, banning books is the new way of burning. Banning is the new burning, as it were, and especially in Florida. And also in other red states. And also I'm talking about states that are trying to end slavery, a.k.a. forced labor in prison. Because, you know, it's, of course, we're still existing in a time where there's loopholes in things that allow for slavery to occur, to allow unpaid labor to occur in a country that convinces itself that it's free. But let's get it started, shall we, with the first story. The far right is calling for the execution of teachers and doctors. The U.S. citizens in healthcare and education are receiving death threats due to their decision to care for LGBTQ minors. Because they want to pretend, the conservatives want to pretend that they're protecting kids, even though there's no proof of, you know, bad things happening, like their delusional thoughts of grooming and things. They really should focus on the abuses that kids are receiving at the hands of religious leaders or at the hands of parents who are indoctrinating and grooming their kids to be Nazis and white supremacists. That I would assume to be a much bigger threat. You know, raising your kids to be the next domestic terrorist, I think, is a much bigger threat than LGBTQ people being treated and cared for and considered humans, considered people that deserve to exist in the same reality as the rest of us. Just some basic humanity towards a group of people instead of demonizing them and putting targets on them. Like, actually showing compassion, doing the things that the person they say they follow, Jesus, would do. Treat your neighbor as you would treat yourself. You know, the golden rule, all that kind of stuff. The EAU, Clare School District, EAU, I don't know how to pronounce that, Clare School District, where one citizen received a death threat was undergoing an election cycle, and articles in far-right media channels from local blogs and national behemoths like Breitbart and Fox News began to appear. There is a pattern of far-right personalities accusing teachers of quote-unquote grooming. Far-right personalities as in not only podcasters and the propaganda news networks like Fox and all those different networks that popped up over the last few years. You know, they're all labeling these people as groomers, blaming doctors for quote-unquote mutilating and sterilizing minors, which is not what they do. It's completely garbage. And I'm sure there's going to be plenty of right-wing people in my comments crying about things, telling me how I'm wrong, how this is real, and this is what they're doing. They don't have any proof of this, but this is what they've been told, and that's what they want to believe because they need to demonize something because they need to feel better about how somehow their existence is being marginalized and they're somehow being replaced, and they need their safe space to they need the world to revolve around them. They need their little snowflake safe place, so they need to demonize these marginalized groups and go into these like tantrums about just completely fictionalized things. It's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. Hate targeting trans people has moved towards the center of the U.S. politics, obviously. Not only politicians, but also the celebrities, people that literally profit off of pushing these disgusting narratives. Not only conservative politicians but influencers seemingly scapegoat the LGBTQ people to incite fear and activate voters, because that's what they do. They make them scared. These people are absolutely terrified of mindless bullshit, and they have been mindlessly terrified. They've been controlled for generations. You go back into the history of the fascist movement, the right-wing movements, throughout time, and that is what they do. They make their followers absolutely scared so that they can follow along and do the real horrific things, right? It's not changed. Their playbook has not changed. Just the targets have changed over the years as it has. It's more beneficial for them, right? It's just absolutely disgusting. In 2022, conservative politicians spent at least $50 million on anti-trans campaigns to mobilize voters. Far-right influencers like Matt Walsh and Chaya Rankin, don't know how to pronounce that worthless name, have targeted hospitals and that provide gender-affirming care to minors, care that will help these kids. These decisions that have made between the children, their parents, doctors, actual health professionals, actual people who are involved in each specific situation. Ridiculous. So these hospitals that provide gender-affirming care to minors, including Boston Children's Hospital and Vanderbilt Clinic for Transgender Youth and Vanderbilt University, right? There's the story of the children's hospital having bomb threats from these insane domestic terrorists that are the self-proclaimed domestic terrorists known as the Republicans, the people who during the Republican convention proudly embraced the label of being domestic terrorists. And yet the media labels them as far-right extremists when in reality it seems like the general population of Republicans is for these terrorist acts. They are in support of these terrorist acts. Studies show that trans people are more likely to experience mental health struggles, including anxiety, depression, PTSD, and thoughts of suicide than cisgender people. Obviously, imagine existing in a world where your mere existence, like, causes fear, just unsubstantiated fear in a large group of people, so much so that they threaten your life, so much so that they want your existence to be terminated. They do not want you to exist. They don't want the evidence of your existence to be available to the universe. So yeah, of course you're going to have all of those things, just not only to just exist as a different version of what human beings can express themselves in the infinite possibility of the way humans throughout history, way creatures, biological creatures in many forms exist. Just like it's not insane at all that somebody would be suffering from all those things when you're needlessly being demonized. It's just insane. Having your life threatened, right? These conservatives run for their safe space if anybody disagrees with just a minute thing. They crumble. imagine if they had to put up with what the things that they, the absolute evil things that they do to trans people, to anybody that is not some straight white person. It is disgusting. Major governing medical bodies have endorsed gender-affirming care for youths. Right-wing figures, including Matt Walsh and Charlie Kirk, have openly attacked people in the LGBTQ community and those who protect them, with Walsh calling for the execution of doctors who provide gender-affirming care to minors. Right? They seemingly have no problem with priests who molest and rape kids. They seemingly have no problem with police officers that molest and rape kids. Like, they don't really care about dealing with the real life threats to kids. Instead, they're pushing this false narrative because it serves them politically, because it serves them in their audience, in growing their audience. They have control. They are the tip of the spear of these mindless sheeple that want to attack people for being different. Label them as evil. Label them as the enemy with zero proof. With zero proof. The rhetoric is not only an attack on individuals' lives, but also makes communities less safe. No duh. Oh, having people openly call for the execution of doctors and teachers and demonizing human beings for no reason. Yeah, I wonder why that's makes it unsafe. Not to mention the fact that the majority of domestic terrorist attacks happen from conservatives who buy their guns legally, who live in red states and in red cities. It's just insane. And they're all going to be crying in my comments right now. Whether you believe me, I don't care. There's people, oh, they don't cry. It's whatever. That's all they do. That's all they do. They cry in my comments. They say I'm lying. They say I'm full of shit, right? They never have any information to actually back up their bullshit. That's just, they're regurgitating the things that they heard from Matt Walsh. They heard from Joe Rogan. They heard from Marjorie Taylor Greene. They heard from their daddy Trump. These little snowflake conservatives, they need their safe space. They need to pass laws in order for their safe space to be maintained. They can't have anything around them that may at any time make them feel uncomfortable. God forbid a conservative felt uncomfortable in this country. They will threaten you with death if they're not comfortable. Everybody else needs to change everything about their lifestyle, their existence on this planet, to conform to their little safe space of fascism. Let's take a quick break right now to talk about, are you a fan of original artwork and live events? Look no further than the Many Faces series by Ray Taylor and the weekly live stream over at youtube.com/inspireddisorder. This ongoing series explores the endless possibilities of the human face through abstract ink paintings on paper, capturing unique expressions of emotion, mood, tone, and energy in just a few minimal features. Join me every Thursday at 4:20 Pacific time as I paint live. Follow the Many Faces series and discover the endless possibilities of the human face. Don't miss out on this opportunity to be part of the action and own a piece of original artwork by me, Ray Taylor. Head to youtube.com/inspireddisorder every Thursday to catch the live stream and visit inspireddisorder.com to browse and purchase the Many Faces artwork. And now, let's get back to the show. Let's move on to more bullshit. Florida teachers are walking on eggshells trying to follow school book bans because that is what happens in the fascist state of Florida in the year 2023. It's not burning books, it's just banning books. We need to have our books vetted by somebody who's going to say if they're appropriate or not. A new law in Florida requires all books to go through a formal approval process before being made available to public school students. Parents and residents can lodge objections to course materials, and conservative groups have already lobbied for more than 150 books to be removed from Florida school libraries. The law does not directly address penalties for unvetted books, but the text cites Florida Statute 847.0212, which makes it a felony to distribute sexually obscene materials to minors. So then the Bible should not be available to minors. There's a lot of rape in the Bible, I'm pretty sure, and that's sexually obscene on many levels. But they don't seem to mind about that. That's the one kind of disturbing piece of literature they want to use to indoctrinate the kids. But everything else, if they consider it to be just the mere mention of anything other than straight humans existing, is too much for them. And the reason why these things are vague is so that they can be abused. There's a reason why they don't specify exactly what gets punished or what the punishment is, because they want to be flexed. They want to be able to punish as many people for as many ridiculous things in order to put out exactly what they want, put out exactly what they want to indoctrinate and groom the kids into fascism, into Christian nationalist fascist little drones. Teachers are covering up their bookshelves or removing them altogether because of the new law. Obviously, if it's vague, you don't know, why even risk it? Which is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It's insane. It's insane that people think that Ron DeSantis is the more reasonable choice for a conservative person to run for president. He is no different, if not even worse, than Trump. It is mind-blowing, the people that support that guy. See, moving them all together, new law. Because of the new law, leaving schools in limbo for months and uncertain how to proceed. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has promoted a variety of staunchly conservative education laws, including banning a college-level course known as critical race theory, which no conservative knows what it means. Basically means if they feel uncomfortable, it should be gone. They need their safe space to be everywhere. They need to exist. They need the United States to be the safe space of conservative snowflakes. Nothing should exist, including actual history, shouldn't exist if it makes them feel at all comfortable, uncomfortable. And all you have to do is label it as critical race theory, which is the dumbest thing. They refer to whatever they don't like as woke, which is absolute. Just listening to conservatives try to define or describe what woke is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. So including banning critical race theory and prohibiting LGBTQ topics, can't even mention the topics, from being discussed in a classroom from kindergarten through third grade. Just shouldn't acknowledge a vast majority of human beings. Shouldn't even be acknowledged. Just don't exist. They don't want them to exist because they're too fragile. Too fragile. Poor little babies. Ooh, we can't know that people are express reality in a variety of ways. They love people who might have the same genitalia as them. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, we can't have that. Ridiculous. Educators say that their confusion stems from the legislation itself, with the murkiness of the law's finer points only serving to exacerbate that. No kidding. Violating the book law could result in a felony of the third degree. Oh, great. Felony for a vague. I don't know if it's against the law or not, but if they feel like it, yeah, you're going to have to deal with a felony. Good luck with your employment after that, right? Cops could kill somebody in cold blood on camera and have better job security after that than a teacher who may have a book that acknowledges sexuality other than straight. A book that acknowledges that slavery existed, acknowledges that white people bought and sold human beings, raped human beings, bought and sold children. Oh, it makes us uncomfortable to know what happened. So now you have to deal with a felony. Disobeying the law could result in penalties against teachers, teaching certificates, right? So unlike a cop who kills somebody and might get fired by one department and just goes next door and gets hired by another department, not so much with a teacher, just trying to do their job, being completely underpaid. Many Florida teachers are employed on annual contracts rather than being tenured, leaving them vulnerable to these penalties. Right? They can. It is amazing how under attack education is in this country. Meanwhile, on a regular basis, we have high-def video proof of police officers murdering unarmed men, women, and children. And all they have to say is, I feared for my life. Yet if there is a mass shooter, his legitimately armed, like white, legitimately armed with an assault rifle, they don't fear for their life and are able to obtain that person without any incident. Right? But unarmed people, oh, watch out. Police might kill you, and then they have to go on unpaid leave, or maybe paid leave. But teachers, that's the real problem. Don't educate our kids on everything. Teachers are walking on eggshells because of the new law, and are being forced to self-censor in order to avoid penalties. It's just ridiculous. It is so ridiculous. I don't know who would want to be a teacher. And this is exactly what they want. They don't want people to be teachers. They don't want public education to exist. They literally would love to have the ability to indoctrinate their kids, to groom their kids to be the next generation of domestic terrorists, to groom their kids to believe in all of their racist bullshit, to think that white people have never done anything wrong. They only do good things in the world. Right? Just let them grow up in an absolutely delusional reality. I'm so tired of this country. And it's not even my state. Not that other states are great, which we'll get to in this next story. Let's take a quick break from this episode to talk about attention, all Ray Taylor Show fans. We're excited to announce we've just released a line of exclusive merchandise featuring original artwork inspired by the show. Our high-quality shirts and biodegradable phone cases are a perfect way to show your support for the show and make a great gift for any fan. Plus, with each purchase, you'll be helping us continue to bring you great content. So don't wait, head on over to inspireddisorder.com now and check out the full collection. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll show your support by grabbing some Ray Taylor Show merchandise today. And now, let's get back to the show. Let's move on. Right? Because in California and Nevada and many states, a version of slavery still exists, but it might change. Did you know that slavery still exists in the U.S.? California and Nevada may be the next states to ban it. 100% they better. Lawmakers in Nevada and California are proposing legislation to remove, quote-unquote, involuntary servitude from their states' constitutions following similar measures that passed in Alabama, which is kind of progressive for Alabama, Oregon, Tennessee, and Vermont in 2020. The proposed changes aim to remove exceptions from the state constitutions that allow forced labor as criminal punishment. Absolutely ridiculous. That's the reason why that's ridiculous, because all they have to do is pack prisons with people who've done little to no actual bad crimes in order to just provide free labor. It's just ridiculous. Nearly a dozen states are punishing this are pushing this year to get rid of involuntary servitude exceptions. According to the Abolish Slavery National Network, the language allowing involuntary servitude that still exists in more than a dozen state constitutions is one of the last legacies of the chattel slavery in the United States. Supporters of the proposed amendments say that incarcerated people can be forced to do work that is unsafe and put their health at risk. No shit. Currently, it's not uncommon for prisoners in California and Nevada and other states to be paid less than a dollar an hour to fight fires, which California, tons of fires, and to think that prisoners are risking their lives, getting paid nothing to save people, to really cover up what is usually at fault by the electric companies that is pretty commonly starts a lot of fires because electric companies don't really want to invest in their infrastructure. They'd rather just pocket the profits until they're forced to do any kind of improvements by the government. But since Republicans love to deregulate everything, of course we get a lot of things that break down, like trains. Ever heard of a train crashing? Wonder if regulations have anything to do with that. Wonder if lack of regulations, right? The free market doesn't stop trains from crashing. It's insanity. So they get paid less an hour to fight fires, clean prison cells, make license plates, or do yard work at cemeteries, right? The fighting the fires one is pretty crazy. If the latest attempts win approval in Congress, the constitutional amendment must be ratified by 3/4 of the U.S. states. 3/4. I wonder how close we are. In California, if the proposed amendment passes this year, voters would decide in November 2024 whether to adopt it. So it has to pass in California. And if it passes, which it better, but not holding my breath, I'm sure there's a lot of people that profit off of slave labor. There's a reason why businesses would love to go back to it. Reason why child labor is kicking up again in certain states. So not only does it have to pass, but then we have to vote on it. I would imagine if it passes and goes up for a vote in next year, that California would vote to, especially since everybody in California gets their ballots mailed to them, so probably larger voter turnout. I would hope that it would pass. It'll be interesting to see the propaganda ads that will be against it. We need to stop. This is going to cost taxpayers too much money. Like, well, just don't have them do the work then. Have people get paid to do that. Have maybe pay firefighters to do it, right? It's ridiculous. Last year, the California Senate rejected similar legislation after the governor's administration warned that if inmates were paid the $15 minimum wage, it would cost taxpayers $1.5 billion a year. And that's the only thing people value in this country. Money. Human life is like so far down on their priority list. They could care less about human beings surviving. They could care less. Oh, it's going to cost me. It's like maybe we just charge the billionaires that exist to cover that cost. The Republicans are the ones that want to raise taxes for poor and middle class people and do everything to defend their millionaire and billionaire buddies. It's ridiculous. If Nevada legislation passes this year, it would go in front of voters same in 2024. So hopefully that passes. But there's other things. You would think California, very progressive in a lot of ways, especially big cities. You have San Francisco, San Diego, Los Angeles, But there is a lot of California, especially like that middle chunk of California, that is very red. There are very red aspects of California. So, I don't know. Hopefully it does. It is absolutely ridiculous that it's even discussed, that it's even an option to keep slave labor in 2023, that it's okay at all, that there would even be the minute discussion that it's okay to have slave labor. It is ridiculous. But, you know, you look at the other crazy things that people will be for or against, and it's not surprising. There's a lot of people that just are selfish and will believe whatever their entertainment people tell them. So let's get out of here. Let me do some shout-outs to get out of here. Shout-out to Vice News. Shout-out to BuzzFeed News. Shout-out to AJ Plus. But most importantly, shout-out to you. Even the people that love to cry in the comments of this show, which will happen. It's just going to happen. Every one of these, I can already see it. It's ridiculous. Regardless, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Swipe Up. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts and insights on the latest news and entertainment updates. No real entertainment updates this week. I'll see you next Thursday. Don't forget to join the conversation by leaving a comment on your favorite podcast platform or on YouTube. But I'll see you next Thursday for more unfiltered opinions and fresh perspectives. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.